I'm in the Freemasons Hall in Manchester, and at the bottom of the stairs in the main hallway, that's the kind of place where everybody's congregating, waiting for a man to insert himself between two plastic sheets, then suck out all of the air so he's suspended between these two plastic sheets. And I don't know what happens then. Maybe everybody claps. But at the moment, they're all hanging around by the wine and places. I'd wonder if one of these gentlemen knows any history of the building. They both don't. Two guys have just walked past with small, flat briefcases. And if you know anything about Masonic halls, that will be their aprons and other shenanigans. We're actually now, when I say we, a few privileged people that have jangly press passes around their necks, on the upper level, looking down on the main area where everybody's going to be looking at the plastic sheets. I am looking at the people drinking the wine, but I'm comfortable in the knowledge I managed to grab a glass and it's sat by my feet at the moment. There are Freemasons wandering past me right at this moment, so I'm just going to wander up the corridor a bit and see exactly whereabouts it was they are wandering from. Having been in a couple of lodges. Ooh, mysterious place down there. Oh, that's the bar area. After having been in a number of, as a guest, a number of Freemason places, one thing I've noticed, all the lodges seem to have nice beer, and it's subsidised. These guys know what a good beer tastes like, and they also know that we shouldn't be paying through the nose for it. It's interesting that Abandon Normal Devices and Fest has gotten hold of this space to put this on. Maybe somebody has connections, because it is a really nice place. Great atmosphere, great lighting, and starting to fill up nicely. I'll be wandering around the corridors, peeking through half-open doors if you wonder where I am. And I'm going to upload this before I do that, just in case I don't get out.